You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 164. And today I'm going to cover the three things that are most likely holding you back from having the success that you want to have with online social media marketing. So stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to today's show. I am Jackie Almer. As always, I'm thrilled to be bringing some information here to you today. Couple of things. I have really been missing doing my daily show that I was doing. You know, I absolutely love podcasting. You know, I started with one day a week and then took it to 5 days a week and then took it back to 2 days a week. But I have done something that I'm so thrilled about, and that is I have hired a virtual assistant, and I'm getting tons of help now with things that I really needed help with, and it has freed me up to do the things that I really love and enjoy. And one of those is this podcast. So I am going to just play it by ear. I've decided to just be unstructured, as we are largely in our business, right? That's the beauty of having a freedom style business that we have. So what I promise you is that I'm going to be consistently bringing you shows. I'm going to hope that it's going to be 5 days a week, but it'll at least be one and maybe somewhere in between. So I'm guessing that most of you either download this on iTunes or Stitcher. And what you'll find is if it is not showing up there for you, it just didn't happen for the day, but I'm thinking that you won't hold it against me. So tweet me if you like the idea of that at Jackie Almer. Would love to hear your feedback. And we'll kind of go from there. As always, my Inner Circle coaching program is open. And in fact, today on our live coaching call, I do two live coaching calls where you have access to me to ask questions, that type thing. We're going to be covering some definite specifics around Instagram and hashtags and some of those things that are holding people up. And I'm also going to mention a little bit about Periscope and kind of a first mover advantage there. So you can learn more about it at jackiealmer.com/coach. If you want some one-on-one coaching, you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. And I am putting together some work-at-home mom coaching programs. We're going to put together some summer school and help you keep your business thriving and get things set up for the fall, get things set up online, get tools set up that'll support you so that you can learn how to build as a busy mom like I did. You know, it's funny, my best sponsoring month ever was in July a few years back when I literally spent most of my time out on the boat with my family water skiing. But because I had systems in place, I had the internet working for me, I brought in 22 people that month and had an absolutely spectacular month. And you can too. There was nothing unique about what I did except that I got started and I took action on the online piece of it. And so that leads me to today's show, which is talking about the three things that are holding you back online. And I know what they are because I struggled with them too. And the first one really kind of comes down to confidence and a belief in ourselves. And that first one is, I'm not an expert. Who's going to listen to what I have to say? I'm just a little nobody out there. Who's going to listen to what I have to say? So that's challenge number one. And I'm here to tell you, all of us have a story. All of us have a unique gift or talent, and all of us have a message that the world is waiting for. I really truly believe that. When you read the success stories of a lot of other people and you look at them and you think, well, gosh, there's really nothing any different than what they did or I'm doing or have gone through or any of that kind of stuff. But the difference is they got it out there and started sharing that story and attracting that audience to them of, you know, people who could relate to them. And that's all we're looking to do online, is attract those people who can relate to us. So I really want you to do this. I want you to get out a pen and a paper, and I want you to write down your strengths and weaknesses. And I want you to really focus on your strengths. In fact, don't even do the weakness part of it. I want you to practice or write out what your strengths are. What are you really good at? What are you knowledgeable at? What can you share good tips around? You know, for me, I've said this before, but it was kind of interesting that really my claim to fame, if you will, and what took me to the top was just sharing my journey and struggles as well as successes of building a network marketing business with my small children by my side and not wanting to get a babysitter all the time and not putting them in daycare and, you know, struggling to find a few minutes in the day that I could make phone calls or whatever. And, now, today, I love teaching others how to do exactly what I did. I can help people strategize a schedule that works for them. I can help them come up with solutions for working around their children, with their children, getting their children involved, developing communication skills, learning how to schedule small pockets of time. Anyway, I digress. That's a whole nother topic. But the thing of it is, it's the confidence that's holding most of us back. And what I realized is that there was a whole target audience out there of women who were just like me. They were struggling to build a business from home while they were home already. They wanted to do it, but how to do it with the small kids around was challenging. So I just learned to share my journey of that. So that's what I want to assure you of. You have a story to share and you have people who are interested. You just have to share your journey. If you're really serious and actively building your business, sharing what your day-to-day activities consist of shouldn't be difficult. I could do a blog post right now of what my day consisted of. My day consisted of getting up, playing around on Instagram for about 10 minutes, doing some Facebook updates and posts. Then I went into doing some follow-up with my customers, with all the customers who ordered from me in May. I used Facebook Messenger and reached out to all of them to check in to see how their product orders went, if they'd received them. Did they have any questions? Was there anything I could help with? Would they like to earn some free makeup and have a Facebook party? I've got a 30-minute party I'd love to share with them. So I did that. I reached out to about 15 people using Facebook Messenger and did that. I met with one of my team partners who is very bilingual in Spanish, and we sat and recorded a little 90-second audio clip that we're setting together with a short video so that we can text or Facebook message people who are interested in the business, those people who speak Spanish, because we're expanding into Mexico. So I spent an hour with her working on that, brainstorming, setting goals with her for the up and coming month, and doing all of those important tasks. I got a new team member trained. I got a new team member started, got her trained and on her journey today. And then I worked on the phone with another team member who is back and ready to hit the ground running. She's Gen Y. She's young. About to turn 19, but she wants to build this thing. And so we strategized a plan for her using a little short 90-second video that she can text or Facebook message to people to determine their interest in the business. So we worked on language. We worked on what to do. We worked on those kind of things. And then I started doing my 10 contacts a day. I did most of it through Facebook Messenger. I reached out to people to see, using the if I shared some information, would you take a look and give me some feedback as to who you think should be looking at this? So that's my journey. And that's really a full-time day, even though it was done in just a couple of hours. Those are the things that move my business forward. Those are the things that get response. Those are the things that'll make things happen for you if you'll take action on them. So that is a great way to create content and to get out of that zone of thinking, what do I have to share? Who's going to listen to me? Okay, so that is step number one. Okay, those are the three things holding you back. Or that's number one that's holding you back. Number two that's holding you back most likely is technology. People look at websites and blogs and they look at all of that and they think, oh my gosh, it just seems so overwhelming. I don't have a clue how to install WordPress. I don't have any idea how to do any of this. What am I going to do? I'm telling you, I did it. You can do it too. And I had no training. Or you can outsource it. My team with my virtual assistant, we're getting ready to put together packages right now where we can help you get that installation done and out of the way. So go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach or just go to jackiealmer.com and fill out the contact us form if you're interested in getting some help with that. Just let me know. And we'll put you at the top of the list for getting that done. But you can also go to Odesk and Elance. I think the name of those have changed, but I know those links will still take you there. You can sort through and find people. That's what I finally did to find a virtual assistant. And I will tell you, I'm kicking myself now that it took me so long to do that. But if the technology piece of it's holding you back, I'm telling you, don't let it. These days, it's so easy to get help, so easy to find resources to get the job done that you want to have done and to do so. And don't worry about perfection, okay? Don't worry about getting all of it right exactly the very first time. It very often doesn't happen that way. The key is to get it started and get something out there that you can build on. And really and truly from there, you'll begin to figure all the rest of it out as well. So, you know, don't let those little tiny things be holding you back. So we've covered confidence or wondering who's going to listen to you, what do you have to share, and we've covered the technology piece of it. Okay, and the third obstacle, which I kind of covered a little bit on in the confidence part of it, is what to write about. Okay, I mentioned that in the confidence piece of it. But really and truly, there is no lack anywhere of content to write about. I'm just going to give you some quick ideas. First of all, I already mentioned, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis? What are you doing to build your business? Talk about that. Talk about funny experiences that you have meeting with prospects and the different goofy things that go on there and all that kind of stuff. Talk about those kind of things. And that makes you very real and very authentic to your audience as well. That's an important part of it because they see you out there and they know that you're taking action and you can share the good and the bad and people will crack up over it. They really will. And it makes it, it endears you to them and develops that know, like, and trust. Do book reviews. Most of us, and hopefully you too, have a library full of network marketing books. These are great resources that you can use. You know, teach what you're learning. That's the best way for you to further learn it yourself. But that's what we all basically do, right? We learn something, we take action on it, and then we teach it to a team as we go along. Well, you can teach now ahead of time in your whole blogging process. So don't be afraid to write about what it is that you're learning, what it is that you're experiencing. You know, I am not newly on Instagram, but it's like anything, and I share this very publicly. I am not an expert on every social media platform, but I know how to network with people. So once I put my mind to learning a platform, I can master it pretty easily because I understand the art of engaging with people. And it doesn't take me long because I do research and I take courses and I buy materials on how to navigate certain things. So I am in the throes of mastering Instagram and I'm having a blast with it. I'm getting it now and I'm adding followers every day and organic followers. I'm not paying for followers and I'm not getting involved in any of that hokiness that goes on with people gaming the system. But I'm identifying my target audience. I've developed my strategy. I've figured out Instagram, how different it is from Facebook. I post anywhere from 3 to 5 times a day, and I split that up. I never post anything back to back. It'd be at least a 2-hour delay in between because I understand how the news feed, if you will, it's not exactly called that on Instagram, but how it works. That's a whole nother topic, but I can create content around that, and I am creating content around that. I'm creating content for my Inner Circle coaching program over at jackieomber.com/coach. I'm doing calls. I'm networking with people. I'm working one-on-one. I'm coaching my team, and I'm doing all those different type things to get people up to speed on how to use these different tools. So I am creating content. You'll be having an upcoming podcast on exactly those things, and that's part of what I do. I teach as I learn. I teach as I go along. So there are all different things that you're learning about in your business that you can create content around. Go to Amazon and find the top sellers. Go to Amazon and in the Kindle store, type in network marketing, type in business, type in internet marketing, type in all those different things. Those are great areas that you can find for creating content. There's literally no lack of ways to come up with content. And if you are a member of my Inner Circle coaching program, over at jackieomber.com/coach, you will find the content strategy. You will find done for you content that gives you 2 blog posts a week that you can just expand a little bit on and have on your blog, as well as content, social media content that's created. And I also put that in a standalone product. You can go to jackieomber.com/DFY. Just had a total brain dump there. I was thinking do it yourself, but it's done for you. JackieOmer.com/DFY. FY, as in done for you. And that'll take you right into my content program. So there's no reason to even worry. And what that's going to do, that's going to train your brain and teach you how to come up with content of your own that you can share. It's going to give you two social media image quotes that you can use, and you can use those in blog posts. And then from there, you can write out something short. And the biggest thing to keep in mind about creating content, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be super long and involved. Make it short, sweet, and to the point, and give people value in it. And don't make it just a sales pitch, but give people value and watch what happens. So that's a little bit on the three obstacles holding you back. The first one is confidence. Who's going to listen to me? Second one is technology. And third is, how am I going to come up with content? What am I going to write about? What do I have to say? I'm telling you, you have a story. Go back through my blog. You'll get tons of ideas of what to write about. So the show notes are over at jackieelmer.com/164. If you like what you hear, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. If you like it even more, shoot me a review on iTunes, jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher, and send me a tweet and let me know what you have a question about for the next show. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day. And I will remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and I'll see you on the next show. See, I'm trying to wing it. I don't have my exact scripting together. I want to start doing more of these shows and not worry about the perfection of everything being the same and, you know, podcasting like some of the other podcasters. My goal is to get information out to you that's helpful, and all the rest of it doesn't matter. So keep that in mind in your business. All right. Gotta go. See ya. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.